Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day.
Vaccine wars are bringing out new dimensions in policies, both business and politics. Florida will require proof of residence for those getting a COVID shot in a push towards so-called vaccine tourism, a move experts say could also leave thousands of undocumented immigrants homeless and low-income people in the lurch. According to AFP, the decision came after residents of other states and even people from abroad were reportedly arriving in Florida, which currently vaccinates anyone above the age of 65 with an aim of gaining easier access to immunization. The United States, Mexico, and Guatemala agreed on Friday to bar migrant caravans from passing through their territories due to the COVID pandemic, days after one from Honduras was violently broken up in Guatemala. U.S. Ambassador to Guatemala, William Popp, stressed that any migrants who cross the U.S. border in an irregular manner will be returned home immediately, citing national health security. His comments came after a meeting with Guatemalan Foreign Minister Pedro Brolo and Mexican Ambassador to Guatemala, Romeo Ruiz. The deal came after Guatemalan authorities on Monday broke up the latest caravan of Honduran migrants who set out hoping for a more welcoming U.S. policy on immigration following President Joe Biden's arrival in office. Some 4,000 migrants had massed in the Guatemalan town of Vado Hondo on the first leg of their journey of thousands of kilometers through the Central America on foot. Ethiopia's northern Tigray remains unstable as fighting continues in several areas, including the outskirts of the regional capital, Mekele, according to the United Nations. More than 4.5 million people in the war-torn region need emergency food assistance, the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said in a report compiled after 2 million of the province, after two missions to the province last month. A total of 2.2 million people have been displaced since the conflict erupted in early November, more than twice the number prior to the violence, reports Bloomberg. The missions marked the first time humanitarian officials have gained access to the region since the conflict erupted in November. Members were able to assess only urban areas because of continuing insecurity in outlying districts and bureaucratic hurdles. Foreign portfolio investors, or FPI, remain net buyers to the tune of Rs. 18456 crore so far in January as global liquidity led to continued investment in emerging markets. According to depositories data, overseas investors pumped in Rs. 24,469 crore into equities but pulled out Rs. 6013 crore from the bonds market between January 1st to 22nd. The total net investment during the period under review stood at Rs. 18456 crore. Global liquidity has been one of the main causes for the inflow into emerging markets such as India, Harsh Jain, co-founder and COO at Grow, told PTI. Besides, he said, there are indications which suggest the economic recovery post-lockdowns have been better than expected. This will continue to make India an attractive destination for investors. Few of the emerging markets that have started receiving positive FPI flows this month are Indonesia, South Korea, Taiwan, and Thailand. Police in the Netherlands have arrested the alleged head of one of the world's biggest drugs gang on a warrant issued by Australia. Se Chi Lop, a Chinese-born Canadian national, is said to be the head of The Company, which dominates a $70 billion illegal drugs market across Asia. Listed as one of the world's most wanted fugitives, Mr. Say was detained at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. Australia will now seek his extradition to face trial there. The Australian Federal Police believe the company, also known as the Sam Gore Syndicate, is responsible for up to 70% of all illegal drugs entering the country. The 56-year-old has been compared to the Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman because of the scale of his alleged enterprise. Australian police had reportedly been tracking Mr. Say for more than a decade before he was arrested on Friday as he was about to board a flight to Canada. Jeff Bezos' space travel company, Blue Origin, says it is getting really close to flying humans after the successful completion of its 14th mission into space on 14 January, reports The Guardian. The New Shepard rocket blasted off at 1717 GMT from the company's private launch site in West Texas, carrying an upgraded crew capsule containing a test dummy dubbed Mannequin Skywalker. Following its separation from the booster, the crew capsule reached an altitude of 66 miles above the mean sea level. The New Shepard program is designed to take six space tourists on a suborbital flight where they can experience about 3 minutes of weightlessness. The total flight time for this particular test was 10 minutes and 10 seconds. During that time, the capsule was made to rotate at 2 to 3 degrees a second so that future passengers can experience a 360-degree view during their flight.
You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.